Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Nelson Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting second. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Moore and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Gibson scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reddy moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reddy scores. Cooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Brewers, 1. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. Cooper moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Cooper scores. Ogilvie scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brookins moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Romero reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romero moves to third. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 2 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Riles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Waite's now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's Tigers, 3, Brewers, 3. Bob Gibson now pitching. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. the Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 3 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Scherer now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Romero reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount is walked intentionally. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 4 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-4 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie bunts towards the mound. Scherer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons is walked intentionally. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a line drive into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-4 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Romero strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-5 in the game. Reddy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-4 in the game. With a walk, Evans strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Moore and he is out, Romero applying the tag. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-5 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Alejandro Sanchez pinch runs for Nelson Simmons. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson fires to first and has Sanchez trapped. There's the throw to Romero who tags Sanchez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-5 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Riles strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.